What is needed to teach others? I need to ask God to impress my heart afresh with the fact that I have nothing but what I received from Him, 1 Corinthians 4:7, and to beg Him to subdue the workings of pride, that I may approach my brother in a humble spirit. I need to ask for wisdom, that I may be guided in what to say. I need to ask for love, that I may truly seek the good of the other. I need to be shown the right time to approach Him above all. I need to ask that God's glory may be my paramount concern. Furthermore, I need to request God to go before me and prepare the soil for the seed, graciously softening the heart of my brother, removing the prejudice, and making him receptive to the truth. The Scripture requires study. The principal subjects treated of in the Scriptures are presented to us more or less piecemeal, being scattered over its pages and made known under various aspects, some clearly and fully, others more remotely and tersely, in different connections and with different accompaniments in the several passages where they occur. This was designed by God in His manifold wisdom to make us search His Word. It is evident that if we are to apprehend His fully made known mind on any particular subject, we must collect and collate all passages in which it is adverted to or in which a similar thought or sentiment is expressed. And by this method we may be assured that if we conduct our investigation in a right spirit and with diligence and perseverance, we shall arrive at a clear knowledge of His revealed will. The Bible is somewhat like a mosaic whose fragments are scattered here and there through the Word, and those fragments have to be gathered by us and carefully fitted together if we are to obtain the complete picture of any one of its innumerable objects. There are many places in the Scriptures which can be understood only by the explanations and amplifications furnished by other passages. January 1951.